This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Police identified the dead bodies of all 10 victims of landslides at Melamchi and Panchpokhari. Health Ministry reports 418 new coronavirus cases today. Health Research Council informs preparation to treat COVID-19 patients by plasma therapy underway. Parliamentary committee directs government to make sale and distribution of acid systematic, and fighting between Afghan security forces and gunmen kills at least 21 people. Now the news in detail. Bodies of all 8 people who were missing in Melamchi landslide occurred yesterday night have been recovered. Police inspector at the area police office Melamchi, Phal Bahadur Tamang, said 7 of the dead ones are from Birgans and 1 is an Indian national. The deceased have been identified as Rajendra Chauvasia, Pradeep Chauvasia, Bikram Thing, Man Bahadur Rumba, Simon Ghalan, Siva Balak Dhami and Soman Lama of Birgans. The deceased Indian national has been identified as Rajendra Chaudhary. Meanwhile, 2 people died when landslide buried a house at Panchpokhari Thangphal Rural Municipality 2 of Sindhi Palchik District. The deceased have been identified as Yogya Bahadur Chetri Banjara and his wife Lakshmi Chetri Banjara. 2,200 households have been displaced at Bhajani Municipality and Janaki Rural Municipality of Kailali due to flooding and inundation. Local Disaster Management Committee informed that 1,600 households in Bhajani Municipality and 600 households have been displaced in Janaki Rural Municipality due to rain in these disasters. Likewise, 156 households have been displaced by natural disasters triggered by monsoon in Tanahu district. Authorities have said some of them have lost their homes to the disasters, while some were forced to leave the house due to a high risk of disaster. And the displaced families are taking shelter at neighboring homes, at community facilities and schools. With the confirmation of 418 new cases of coronavirus today, the total number of corona infection in Nepal has reached 20,750. Addressing the regular press brief today, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said 418 corona infection cases were confirmed today. The ministry has reported 51 new cases in the Kathmandu Valley. The Health Ministry has informed that 358 people have returned home today after health recovery from the virus infection. As of today, 14,961 people have returned home following health recovery. There are 5,732 active cases of coronavirus in Nepal. That is 27.6% of the total infection cases. The health ministry also said patients with critical condition due to the infection would be treated via plasma therapy. Member Secretary of Nepal Health Research Council Dr. Pradeep Gyanwali informed that 12 hospitals of the country would initiate treatment via the plasma therapy. He added that one patient in the teaching hospital recovered after receiving treatment via the plasma therapy. Meantime, District Security Committee of Saptari District has decided to impose curfew in Saptari District following sharp rise in coronavirus cases. Chief District Officer of Saptari informed that the meeting of the committee held today decided to impose the prohibitory order to be effective from 5 a.m. tomorrow till 10 August. One person has died due to the coronavirus and 531 cases have been reported in the district. Women and Social Welfare Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the Home Ministry to make some amendment to legal arrangement and punishment related to incidents of acid attack. After the discussion held today, the committee directed the ministry to make a legal arrangement in order to address such incidents immediately to encourage victims to file complaints. The committee also asked to control and make the sale and distribution of acid systematic and keep the details of the people purchasing acid. It also seeks to make arrangement and guarantee timely treatment to victims in an effort effective manner in order to address physical, mental pain victims of acid attack. Committee President Nirudevi Paul also directed the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizen and National Women Commission for necessary coordination in order to revise legal provisions related to acid attack. Nepal Communist Party Chair Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and another chair of the party, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, have held discussion today as well to resolve the intra-party dispute. Nepal Communist Party senior leader Jananath Khanal and the party's deputy leader of parliamentary party Subhas Nengmang were present in the meeting. Today's meeting has been reported as the continuous of yesterday's discussion. And the two chairs had not held discussion since July 28 as party chair and prime minister Oli cancelled the party's standing committee meeting. The standing committee meeting of Nepal Communist Party has been postponed time and again as the party chairs could not reach a consensus. A total of 12 airlines companies, including two domestic ones, have expressed interest to participate in the international commercial flights going to resume after about 5 months. The government has decided to restart the international flights from coming August 17 that were suspended due to lockdown against the COVID-19 pandemic. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation and private sectors Himalaya Airlines from the domestic category are formally seeking permission for the operation of international flights. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back to the news. Joint Secretary Chakrabahadur Buddha has been assigned as the spokesperson at the Ministry of Home Affairs today. He was assigned as the spokesperson along with the responsibility of Security and Coordination Division Chief. The minister-level decision was made to assign him the responsibility. He was serving as the Chief of Policy and Plan Division at the Ministry before this responsibility. The post of the spokesperson was laying vacant after then spokesperson Kedarnath Sharma was transferred to International Affairs and Law Ministry at the Gandaki State. You are listening to 8 p.m. English News from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. At least 21 people have been killed in ongoing fighting between Afghan security forces and gunmen who raided a jail overnight in an attack claimed by ISIS group. Officials say that among the dead were prisoners as well as civilians, prison guards and Afghan security personnel. Another 43 people have been wounded in the attack in the provincial capital Jalalabad that began late yesterday when an ISIS suicide bomber slammed his explosive-laden vehicle into a prison. The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant Group's affiliate in Afghanistan has claimed responsibility for the attack. Australia's second biggest city, Melbourne, has announced fresh restrictions on industries including retail and construction. The city made the decision as it steps up desperate efforts to contain the spread of a resurgent coronavirus. From Wednesday night, Melbourne will close retail, some manufacturing and administrative businesses as part of a six-week lockdown, which is expected to hit 250,000 jobs, which is roughly the number already impacted. Meanwhile, the state of Victoria has already declared a state of emergency yesterday due to a surge in community transmissions. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that despite hopes for vaccine, there may be never a silver bullet for coronavirus and the road to normality will be long. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus and WHO Emergency Head Mike Ryan exhorted all nations to rigorously enforce all health measures, Tedros told via a virtual news briefing that face masks should become a symbol of solidarity around the world. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast that the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before we wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Police identified dead bodies of all 10 victims of landslides at Melamchi and Pachpokhari. Health Ministry reports 418 new cases of coronavirus today. Nepal Health Research Council informs preparation to treat COVID-19 patients via plasma therapy underway. Parliamentary Committee directs government to make sale and distribution of acid systematic, and fighting between Afghan security forces and gunmen kills at least 21 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. And next bulletin in English is at 8 at a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and stay safe.